This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Members of the oil producers cartel OPEC are gathering tomorrow for their twice-yearly meeting. For people who produce oil for a living, it could be an upbeat gathering with oil prices that could soon hit double what they were earlier this year. But will this last? Marketplace's Jed Kim takes a look.
Oil prices started tumbling 18 months ago when OPEC decided not to cut production. Saudi Arabia was playing a long game to drive out U.S. shale oil. Jason Bordoff teaches global energy policy at Columbia University.
I think their perspective would be that the strategy is working. U.S. oil production has fallen about 1 million barrels a day. A lot of investment in high-cost sources of oil supply have been delayed or deferred, and the price is recovering.
Partly because of lower supply. Analysts now project higher oil prices for the rest of the year and even higher next year. How much of that can be attributed to the Saudi strategy?
It's no act of any producer. It's an act of terrorists and an act of Mother Nature.
Philip Verleger is an independent energy economist. He's referring to attacks on pipelines in Nigeria and the recent wildfire in Canada, things you can't plan for.
It is just as likely that we could see some surprises on the demand side or supply side going forward.
One thing you can bank on, if prices get high enough, U.S. pumping will begin again in earnest. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.